The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. One of the Pharisees invited Jesus to a meal. When he arrived at the Pharisee's house and took his place at table, a woman came in who had a bad name in the town. She had heard he was dining with the Pharisee and had brought with her an alabaster jar of ointment. She waited behind him at his feet, weeping, and her tears fell on his feet, and she wiped them away with her hair. Then she covered his feet with kisses and anointed them with the ointment. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who this woman is that is touching him, and what a bad name she has." Then Jesus took him up and said, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Speak, master," was the reply. "There was once a creditor who had two men in his debt. One owed him 500 denarii, the other 50. They were unable to pay, so he pardoned them both. Which of them will love him more?" "The one who was pardoned more, I suppose," answered Simon. Jesus said, "You are right." Then he turned to the woman. "Simon," he said, "you see this woman. I came into your house, and you poured no water over my feet, but she has poured out her tears over my feet and wiped them away with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but she has been covering my feet with kisses ever since I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. For this reason, I tell you, that her sins, her many sins, must have been forgiven her, or she would not have shown such great love. It is the man who is forgiven little who shows little love." Then he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." Those who were with him at table began to say to themselves, "Who is this man that he even forgives sins?" But he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." The Gospel of the Lord. Happy the man whose offense is forgiven, whose sin is remitted. So said the psalmist in today's psalm. Anyone who has sought forgiveness for having offended in some way another person and who has received from that person their forgiveness can perhaps relate to the psalmist's claim. There's often a sense of joy, is there not, and of peace that comes to us when we've received the forgiveness we've sought and hoped for, having wronged another person, particularly someone close to us. We can all get things wrong from time to time and cause offense in our relationships. Between spouses and their children, between siblings, between friends and colleagues, and yes, even fellow parishioners. We've heard how King David, in the first reading, committed adultery with Bathsheba and had callously arranged to have her husband Uriah killed in battle. Now, under the Mosaic law, this crime, this sin warranted the death penalty. King David acknowledged his sin and acknowledged what he deserved and took responsibility for it. Yet God forgives his grave sin. He will not have him suffer the death penalty. And so this illustrates the magnanimity of God's great mercy. And this wonderful forgiveness and mercy of God shines through in Jesus, as we've heard in today's gospel. For it is striking how Jesus treats a woman who is known as a public sinner, and how she beautifully expresses her love for him and profound sorrow for her sin by tenderly attending to Jesus. And this is beautifully illustrated by her washing the feet of Jesus with her tears and wiping them with her hair. A beautiful image, a beautiful image. And let's particularly note how Jesus treats this woman with utter respect, with utter respect. He doesn't judge her, nor does he condemn her, but gently offers what she has sought, which is his forgiveness. And having received it, he bids her go in peace. Go in peace. Now contrast this to the attitude of Jesus' host, Simon, a morally upright man, religious and observant, but who comes across as rather self-righteous, mean-spirited, judgmental, and churlish, whose mind and heart is clearly closed to this woman. And he also takes a rather dim view of Jesus for allowing this woman to have such contact with him. He's scandalized by it. He simply can't get beyond his prejudice, and he creates barriers. He sets limits to God's love, mercy, and forgiveness. Jesus shows great generosity in his willingness and desire to forgive. This allowed the woman to be set free from the burden of sin she carried. Having received the forgiveness of Christ, she could put the past behind her and move on. She could begin to experience healing in those areas of her life which have been damaged by sin. And this should be a great source of encouragement to those who are troubled about their past sins, and not be afraid of seeking divine forgiveness. And it is always available to us, to those who seek it. And it is particularly available to us sacramentally, the sacrament of penance and reconciliation. And it is why God sent his Son to reveal to us the divine mercy, the divine forgiveness. And in the Eucharist we are celebrating, it is fitting to bring to mind the priest's words as the offered wine is consecrated, which is poured out for us, which is poured out for us for the forgiveness of sins. Take note when we hear that phrase during the moment of consecration. And as we participate, as we partake of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, may it nourish us and strengthen us so that we too may reflect the forgiving heart that Jesus has for us, for all of us, and so may grow in being increasingly generous ourselves in expressing it to others.